Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 25th day of May, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin rain. Man, I put the time aside to harvest my yard. We got all the pine cones picked up in the rain, but we can't cut it. It's just pouring down the damn rain. Well, that's spring for you. Let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Colorado prosecutors hope to send a message with a sovereign citizen convictions, and we're going to get into that in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Colorado prosecutors hope to send a message with a sovereign citizen convictions. This is from Colorado Public Radio. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. With the sentencing of Bruce Doucette, one of the most prominent sovereign citizens, and they have this in quotation marks, so you guys do understand something here. Sovereign citizen is a oxymoron. A citizen is not sovereign. They're like complete opposites. That's why, you know, I've looked at this movement before, and I've heard a little bit, you know, they're filing liens and shit, but they have no grasp of what they're doing. They can't. And I'm beginning to wonder, you know, what are they doing out there? And, you know, it's like everything else. I look at, you know, the simplicity of what we need to do. You know, the Bill of Rights is the common law, and the construction of the documents is right there in the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. Yet these far out things that are going on here in this sovereign citizen movement, I mean, these arrest warrants and everything, like they're putting the cart before the horse, I would have to say, wouldn't you? I mean, the common law courts have been removed. I mean, the first thing, if you were even operating on this level, the only thing you can really do at this point in the ballgame is file mandamus. That's all there is, ordered to pay, you know, to obey the law. As far as, you know, the civil remedies, you're taking over. You're occupied. These people are standing over you with guns, okay? And what I get suspicious about is because, you know, I've played the paper game. You know, I've taken it to its logical conclusion that, hey, we got to have a war here to get the jurisdictions back, to get our authority back, to get our Bill of Rights back, to get our common law courts back. These guys, what I always see with this is these people have the money to go and do shit. They have the money to go out in their little crusades and, you know, these, their get-togethers and their, you know, get in, and go to different places and different courts and all this shit. Where do they get that money? It's like these shooters, you know, these Ali Akbar shooters and what might have you travel all over the goddamn world. I can't get down to, you know, Klamath Falls and back. I can't afford the gas. How in the hell is it these people are so well financed? I guess is the question. Not to mention, like I said, sovereign citizen is an oxymoron. And if you haven't figured that much out, I mean, you're not into the definition. You do not understand what you're doing. In the sovereign citizens in the country, Colorado prosecutors say they are sending a message nationally that threatening local government officials will not be tolerated. There is no threat necessary. I mean, you're at war. What, are you going to yell across the line and back and forth and go into the enemy's camp and go yell at them and let them do what they will with you? This is pretty cut and dry. The state attorney general's office, in the midst of taking to court 9 people, including Doucette, who prepared the office of state judges, district attorneys, sheriffs, and even Governor John Hickenlooper with false legal documents. Now, a false legal document, that's a tough one for me. What is a false legal document? You know, people in jail have written lawsuits on toilet paper. As long as it's notarized, there's no such thing as a false legal document. The federal rules of civil procedure, that's why I say I don't even understand what these guys are doing. I can't understand it. It don't make no sense. If you have a document notarized and, or, you know, 3 witnesses on it, and you have it, give it to the court, that is a lawful document. There can't be anything, if there's anything false in it, if it was like a false testimony, because every paper is an affidavit, if it was a false affidavit, you would only attack the facts in it. The document itself wasn't a false filing. I mean, you can file anything, and that's really what they're getting at here. Because the true movement, the people who are understanding what they're doing, you could go, you know, they'll start maybe issuing mandamuses, and they could just, that's a false document. You see, this is some more of those sovereign citizen oxymoron things going on here. And that's what I see. I see this making like a smoke screen or a blur, a puff of shit vapor, you know, between the reality of what needs to be done, the fact that the people need to understand their rights and how to apply them and what these people are doing here. And again, they have the money to do it. I have to wonder. Sheriffs and John with false documents. They're charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and other felony counts, and they're no doubt guilty as sin of every goddamn charge out there. But how are you doing it? What are you doing? I don't understand what these people are doing. You know, they're going out. I know they're filing liens against properties and stuff, which is legal to do, but they cannot be working the civil jurisdiction correctly. I don't know if they're what their court headings are, or you know, they're talking here about instead of a signature, they're putting a bloody thumbprint or some kind of shit. It's like chaos in the thing that should be the most ordered when you're going to do something in the law. I can't get into their minds as to whether they thought we would ever hold them accountable, said Robert Shapiro, First Assistant Attorney General and lead prosecutor on the cases. The defendants, led by Doucette, Stephen Natley, and Stephen Byfield, consider themselves sovereigns. They reject all local and state laws because they are not in the Constitution. No, see, that's it. I mean, do you start arguing this? It's not in the Constitution. Well, screw the Constitution. The Constitution is a contract that has been breached out of existence. You got to stand on that Bill of Rights alone in the common law. Obviously, they can't separate the two. I have to wonder, are they writing in their documents violations of the Constitution? Well, they're going to laugh at that because it ain't a violation of what they replaced your Constitution with. They're criminals. Make no mistake about it. Everything that's going on in this country is criminal, and the laws that are... And what they're saying is the laws that aren't in the Constitution, but it's not the Constitution. It's the laws that aren't in the Bill of Rights do not apply to us. The Bill of Rights is the common law. And they, like I said, they're not separating the two here. Doucette gave himself the title Superior Court Judge and traveled around the state trying to organize groups to fight with local governments. And before you could have the common law courts, you have to have elections because that's a part of the common law courts as the... justices or the judges have to be elected from among the people. And you would have to have back. What we're talking about here is we're at war. There ain't no fixing this. There ain't no paper in your way out of it. And this is kind of a stupid ass way to go about it, if you ask me. and traveled around the state trying to organize groups to fight with local governments. Those targeted include sheriffs, judges, county officials who enforce code violations, and district attorneys who prosecute people the sovereigns deemed sympathetic. Now, the only thing that I can see that we can do right now, I mean, other than firing the guns, shooting the guns and taking it back, are the jurisdiction has been removed by the War Powers Act. The courts have been removed by the War Powers Act. The only thing I can see us doing is going and unregistering to vote, removing the consent. This is the only thing outside of fighting that I can see of actual war that I can see doing at this point in the ballgame. Anything else? What are you doing? You're going into the enemy's camp and making an argument with them? Really? They got all the guns. You're going to walk right into the enemy's camp and go, you're a criminal and I'm arresting you. Well, yeah, they know they're criminals. They know exactly what they're doing. They have made it plain and clear. They have removed your Bill of Rights. They have removed your common law courts. They have removed your authority to prosecute your life. And like I said, this right here, people are looking at, when they look at this, you know, they would associate that with what we're talking about here. And it's apples and oranges. It's goddamn, it's moon rocks and elephant poo-poo. It's that far apart, okay? What they're talking, they don't, like I said, they may see the problem. I don't understand them. I know that judges and stuff, I've seen the shit with Rod Class, that goofy shit. We're going to go into the administrative admiralty system and beat them. Really? You talk about going into their camp. No, what we have to do is remove the illegal jurisdictions that are being exercised over us, and then put ourselves back in power, is what it comes down. If you don't have the authority to enforce a judgment, what the hell are you talking about? You're playing games. One of the victims included, they're victims, all right, included Boulder District Attorney Stan Garnett. Now, a district attorney can't exist. That office was created in the Admiralty as an office that is an offense to the very idea of the common law. A district attorney is the power of the state exercised in the people's world, and you just can't have that. It's illegal. That's what's illegal, just the fact and that's what the mandamus should say. There can't be a district attorney. It's the ninth article forbids anything such as a district attorney from existing, okay? And just explain that out real clear. And you file that. There's no threat to nobody. That's ordering them to obey the law. And that's the only thing you can do. You can even order the mandamus, but by God, you're going to have to back it up with guns. And anybody who thinks that there's some kind of gimmick you're going to go out there with, like I said, I truly believe these people are out there almost as agents against us. Because here they are financed. Like I said, I can't go to town and back. I can't afford gas to go anywhere. I'm fucking broke. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know what the goddamn problem is. I could file the proper paperwork. These people are, let's go on and see what these people are doing. One of the victims included a former Boulder District Attorney, Stan Garnett. In 2015, Garnett started receiving phony arrest warrants. Now, I mean, I love the way they get a call, a phony arrest warrant. Why is it phony? I mean, because they have, the only person who can, in this admiralty system, who can get an arrest warrant? Well, that'd be the district attorney, wouldn't it? I mean, look what you're talking about here, phony arrest warrants. An arrest warrant can be applied for by any American national, but you have to have the common law court there and the common law judge for them to go to. This is what I've talked about. I'm completely removing our authority to prosecute our lives, to prosecute anything. They have done it. It is a fact. And they are backing it with guns, and you're not just going to go in there and say, well, we know what you are. Well, yeah, they know you know what they are, but a phony arrest warrant. Really? A phony arrest warrant. What makes it phony? Oh, because you went to your own court, because you didn't, that your courts are removed. That's why there's no court of authority. There is no authority for the warrant is what they're telling me. The only authority, it's like with Hillary Clinton. You know, blatant criminal. They tell you, well, she can't be prosecuted because the attorney general, which is the district attorney for the goddamn country, will not call a grand jury. It wasn't up to the district attorney. The whole goddamn system is wrong. And if you go into that system, that is their system, that is designed to put you as property and make you at their, for them to dispose of, they're going to dispose of your ass. And like I said, this accomplishes nothing, only that so they can come out. Well, you got the thing down here in a little bit where they talk about the sovereign citizens being the most dangerous thing in this country. Oh, shit. This is an act. This is a program put out there to hide what's happening here. the real things that are happening here, the truth about the Bill of Rights, the truth about the common law, the truth about the removal of our courts and our authorities. This district attorney, this government agent cannot have an authority above any person, man. It just can't exist. And as an district attorney, which there cannot be, but as any government agent, you are not above the person. The person is above you. He can yank your ass from that position, take you into a common law court. You don't go after that. But I got to believe their paperwork says district attorney Stan Garnett instead of Stan Garnett, private citizen, a proper party respondent, you know, calling him into a court that don't exist. That's all I can tell you. I mean, there's nothing we can do about this but fight, people. This is a war. Either we're going to have what these people evidently do not understand. Well, let's go on a little bit. Let's see how smart these people are. Receiving phony arrest warrants and documents that claim Garnett owed money to the sovereigns for collecting his government salary. They were often signed with a bloody fingerprint. I mean, look at how they're playing this. To make any, oh, you're just a goddamn crazy ass. I'm telling you, you can read the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is real. That isn't something we made up here. That was something that was right at the beginning, the document that was forced into the Constitution to protect your rights. Is it being violated? These are the issues, not, oh, we're paying you. You know, first thing, you're entering into the whole goddamn system when you start talking about paying a salary. And we want that money back. We're going to sue you for that money back because you're in this position and you're acting or whatever they want to say. The bottom line here is that this can't exist. None of it can exist. And when they mix this up and they start calling it sovereign citizenship, which I said is an oxymoron, and then it gets blurred in and if somebody talking, that's that sovereign citizen crazy shit. No, this is the Bill of Rights and it makes absolute sense. It's written in fact. It is the maximums and the procedures, and I can show you real easy if you got a sixth grade education, but this is what I see happening here, people. For collecting a government salary, they were often signed with a bloody fingerprint, whatever in the hell that is, okay? Some of the documents claim to be warrants for my arrest. Some of the documents claim to be essentially garnishments that would take property from my bank accounts, he said. The movement nationally doesn't stop at what prosecutors call paper terrorism. Sovereign nationals, now they're calling them sovereign nationals. They're not sovereign. They said you can't be a sovereign national and a sovereign citizen, okay? You see how they're going to play it over to try to, well, that's us, guys. They're talking about us here. No, we're not that fucking stupid, and we would never present something this idiotic to anyone. Sovereign nationals have grown so dangerous, and see, they talk, all this is titled sovereign citizen, oxymoron. When they come down here and they start talking about the fear they have, and they should have a righteous fear of us because we are sovereign nationals and we do understand our Bill of Rights. We know where they are in breach. We know that they have surrendered all power, that they are ruling through pure force of arms at this point in the ballgame. Paper terrorism. Sovereign nationals have grown so dangerous that the FBI has to see how they go. A sovereign national and a sovereign citizen cannot be the same thing, can they? We can agree on that. You see what they're doing here. Sovereign nationals have grown so dangerous that the FBI has deemed them the top domestic terrorist threat facing the United States. Domestic threat facing the United States. Sovereigns are blamed for the deaths of more than a dozen police officers over the years. The Bundy family, which engaged in a multi-day standoff with federal officials in Oregon over cattle grazing on public lands, identified with sovereign philosophies. And see, they're just trying to mix it all in here. So when they talk about, you know, Henry Shively up there teaching the Bill of Rights and teaching the people the operation of the common law, oh, it's you know, that's a bloody fingerprint, people, don't you know? Horse shit. Sovereign. Now we go back again. It's turned into, let's see, when I was here, philosophers, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Those commie son of a bitch and foreign agent bastard pieces of shit, they're right there. I mean, those people could be tried and hung in a common law court, but we got to get our courts back, and we got a war ahead of us before we do that. Because they're just not going to hand it back over, people. They spent 200 years stealing it from you. They're just not going to hand it back over to you. They're not going to fight you themselves, but they will bring in proxies, make no mistake about it. public lands identified with sovereign philosophies, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, I mean, that, I mean, that you talk about, a foreign agency in your goddamn country. These people, every one of them, I'm telling you, under our law and our juries, we hang them. They, no sweat, and it's all legal. Doucette gave legal advice to the Bundys, investigators said, and boy, they sure did good, didn't they? Boy, they tore them up in the courts. What legal advice do you give them, asshole? I mean, we seen what the game they played. They ended up, you know, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in the admiralty to just get off. They didn't change shit. And that's what I'm talking about here. If they can hold us at bay, they're entrenching. The whole time all this crap is going on, they're entrenching. And the money goes to people like the Bundys. And money goes to people like these assholes putting bloody thumbprints on stuff. It's not going to go to educate the people so that they understand what they're going to fight for, because that's really where we're at. You got to fight, plain and simple. Turned into a significant problem. Sovereign citizens, here we're back to sovereign citizens. A sovereign citizen and a citizen and a national are, I mean, like I said, moon rocks and elephant shit. They keep blending all this shit together is what I'm trying to say, because there is an element out here. It's called us that is correct in what we're talking about in our rights and in our authority. And they have to shadow that over and try. I mean, I think that they put these guys out here. I think they pay them to be out there. How else could they fucking afford to go do shit? I can't. I know what I'm doing, and I cannot, and I can't, like I said, I can barely survive. They make sure of that. They make sure that I am fucking impoverished. But these people, I mean, these assholes who could, if I set them down, I could tear them apart in 30 seconds. I think you guys know I could. But they're financed. Why is that? Why is these phonies and the lies always financed and the truth? Well, you go, well, shit, man, if you can pull it off with no resources, we'll go right ahead and we'll all applaud you. Sovereign citizens often feel like they operate outside of the law or above the law. See, that's not us. We're here to enforce the law, the real law, not the bullshit, legislated bullshit, which is in direct contradiction to the law, which is the ninth article. That's, I mean, I got to believe that, you know, they're starting to feel some goddamn, some heat from us people to be pulling shit like this above the law, said Ryan Lentz, an investigative reporter at the Law Center. Like I said, these people here, they're all hanging. The Southern Poverty Law, every goddamn one of them is an enemy foreign agent in this country trying to overthrow our way of life, to overthrow our Bill of Rights, and they need to hang. And they often get very angry and indignant and principled. What the fuck does that mean? When a law enforcement officer might challenge them on their fictitious standing. I mean, well, this has been determined by a court that it's a fictitious. I don't know what these guys are claiming. Maybe it is fictitious. Maybe they don't have. I don't know what they're claiming. But it sure is. This isn't what we're talking about here. But I love the way they mixed this in with it. Sovereign nationals, sovereign citizens. Like I said, moon rocks and elephant shit. Not even close. Lenz said it would be a mistake to dismiss the paper terrorism as harmless. It's not simply a matter of men and women running around filing fake financial documents and fake legal documents. What is a fake legal document? That's what I mean. You could have a perjured document, but what is a fake legal document? Like, if I went to file a mandamus, well, the mandamus, that's a fake document. A mandamus is a, that's why I know what they're doing here. I mean, they're paying these people to go out and do this ridiculous shit to make that look like what everybody's doing. And so when we're getting out there and people are listening, oh, that's just that ridiculous, that sovereign citizen, national elephant shit, moon rock stuff, don't you know? Causing headaches for people. He said, if someone files a lien on your home, it radically affects your ability to conduct the business of your family. Well, anybody has the right to file a lien. That's a common law right. And right, I mean, I'm telling you, right here where I live, I can't file a goddamn document down there at the county courthouse. I can't. They won't take it from me. They'll send sheriffs. And I've never filed against anybody's property. I've just filed legal documents, you know, statements of fact. And that's all just to make record of them. But that, why is it we're being all, you know, kind of balled into one here? Wonder what? Shapiro, oi. Read several victim statements ahead of Doucette's sentencing. One of them Gilpin County Treasurer Ann Huffman said she put in safeguards to protect her staff. She stopped receiving documents. You know how far gone you are when you can't file a document, people? When you cannot record a fact? Because that's what, see, this is what they do. This is how they've done it in the past. They send these yo-yos out here doing all this ridiculous shit that, you know, instead of doing it correctly, where there's no argument. I mean, if you apply the Bill of Rights and you apply the procedures correctly, there's no, you can't say that's a, I'll tell you what they did with my document. They didn't call them false. They just said, they threw them. They did not want to talk about them. They did not want to address them in any, they don't want to call them false or fake. They just want to get rid of them, throw them in the garbage, get them away. No, we don't want that. We don't want that. And they didn't want that because it was correct. They didn't call it false though or phony. And the bottom line here is, you know, it's that type of stress that, where were we here? Say her safeguards. And see, then they use that to go so that you cannot put the proper paperwork in. They said, we got all these goddamn, but you know, the thing is, these liens, if you file a lien, that bitch don't have the authority just to remove it. You have to go to a court. This is what these guys know. I think this is the only thing these guys know. It's that you have to have a procedure to get rid of that lien before you can sell your property. You have to pay off that lien. They know that much about liens, but the thing is, these people here just going, well, these are just phony liens. There can't be a phony lien, people. There can't be. But if you're not backing it with goddamn the facts and the procedures correctly within the procedures, what the fuck are you doing? You're filing a whole bunch of liens so that they can get the position to, we don't accept none of these phony papers, and we're going to decide what's a phony paper. And if you're one of these sovereign citizens / sovereign national people, all your papers are phony. Do you see what I'm saying? One of them, Gallipoli County Treasurer, let's see where we're at. Oh, to protect her staff after receiving threats from Doucette. I mean, what are you doing here? If it's come to the point you can't file the document, well, what's left, guys? I guess you're just, what are you doing? What are you freaking doing only muddy in the waters for the people who understand what is correct? Right at this point in the ballgame, the only piece of paper that should be being issued is the mandamus. It is the order to obey the law. Cite the law correctly, in fact, and show where it is. This is the law. And I command you to obey it. But this isn't what you're seeing here. You're seeing liens. It's like I said, this is to shut it down for anybody that would even try. I wouldn't even try at this point. I mean, I understand where I am. I understand that my Bill of Rights has been removed. The common law courts have been removed. The common law jurisdiction has been removed. The people are right back where they were at Lexington and Concord with a goddamn tyrant pointing a gun at him to tell him, hand it over. Hand it over, get on your knees, and be my slave. That's where, it's just like this voting bullshit. To think that you can progress past this point until you take the goddamn authority back, until you have the standing. That if you don't have the standing to file a fucking lien, or you don't have the standing to file a common law paper as a goddamn litigant, if you do not have the standing of arrest anymore, you are not a free person. What makes you think that, I'm a vote, that's different? No, it ain't. You do not have the authority to vote. Only freeholders can vote. Only freemen can vote. They can just tell you, fuck off, slave. Or yeah, I'm going to take your secret ballot. I got this one here that says what I wanted to say. I put it in there. What are you going to do about it? I'll file a lien, really? What a disgusting goddamn turn of events. Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our break.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Sun to set.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. And that was Kid Rock with Born Free. Well, not really, but we're going to get there. Now back to the last of this this article on these sovereign citizen oxymoron. We're here. Still, Shapiro doesn't expect the movement to die with the renegaders. Here it was where we. It's that type of stress that this defendant took joy and glee causing to ensure that his ideology would dictate and be of influence. And it's not ideology what we're talking about here, and I think you people understand the difference. Against these people, Shapiro said, but now there has been a leveling off in reports of sovereign movements with the Colorado criminal trials are underway. Now, when somebody comes to go and tell them, you know, about the Bill of Rights and the common law and the truth, they're going to say, oh, that's that sovereign citizen stuff. Them people going to jail. Don't do that. Just obey. Just obey. I tell you like this, people. If you're going to assert your rights, and this is what you will find. I mean, you can do it properly, and nobody can argue with a correct paper if it's written in fact. But if they're telling you, you try to exercise your rights, we're going to put you in jail or kill you. I mean, what the hell are you talking about here? I guess you're at war. I guess you're right back where them people were at Lexington and Concord, aren't you? Or am I missing something here? Still, Shapiro doesn't expect the movement to die with the renegade ringleaders going to state prison. Doucette was sentenced to 38 years in state prison this week. Natalie and Byfield were sentenced to 22 years and 36 years. And this is what they wanted to do to the Bundys, only the Bundys had way more money. And they didn't just step quite so far into the bullshit. You know, but they thought they can, you know, they listen to these people. It is simple what we need to do. We have our rights there. The way to enforce or to implement our rights is right in front of us. If you go to implement them rights through the mandamus saying you're going to obey the law. These are my rights. This is the procedural due process that I am absolutely entitled to without question. It's absolute law. And if you're going to deny that, if you're going to deny my absolute rights, then I have no rights. I have no capacity. And what I have to do then is I have to go take back my authority so that I have the authority to prosecute my papers. What they're telling these idiots here is they have no authority, which is error apparent without, you know, but these were definitely harassment tactics they were using. But as far as filing lien, you got the right. But now they're going to say that a guy who's doing it the right way doesn't have we're not taking those phony papers. It's not phony. It's written in affidavit form. It's notarized or signed by three witnesses. This is not a phony document. It's phony. It's that sovereign citizen stuff. And this, like I said, this is all bullshit. We got to fight. We cannot prosecute until we have the ability, we have the wherewithal, the authority. We have to have our authority back. And they have taken the authority. They're pointing a gun at us saying, we've taken your authority. You're going to do what we say. That's where we're at here. File as many papers as you want. The only paper you can file is a mandamus saying, obey the goddamn law and then enforce it. Or else, what are you doing? You're playing right into this bullshit. And these big, huge sentence, 38 years. What do they, that would say they got him for racketeering and shit, man. Bullshit. This is to dissuade people from doing anything. And, you know, as far as what they're doing, I wouldn't touch it with a 50-foot pole. Just like that shit out there in Burns. I wouldn't touch it with a 50-foot pole. I know better. I know what I'm doing. We expect in due course that the next generation of leaders will rise up and try to become the next Bruce Doucette, he said. Oh, another generation of slavery. That's what they want here. They're buying frickin' time. If the people just stood up and said, we understand our Bill of Rights, okay? We understand that you have removed our Bill of Rights and our authority. You know what? We're removing yours. We all went and unregistered to vote. You have no consent to operate as a government. Now what? I guess we fight, right? To see who's going to goddamn have the authority in this country. Man. And this article kind of chimed right with... that ain't the one I wanted. How'd that get in there? I mean, just give me a second here, guys. We're going to... run right back into the next one here. Maybe. Yeah, no, that ain't it. Where the hell did it go? Just give me one second here. Oh, here it is. Take this one here and set it aside. Now, we're talking about, you know, conspiracy. We're talking about two forces facing each other. Now, this same force that just did this to these idiots, who I think are paid to do this. I truly believe it. Like I said, if you're really doing the right thing out here, you ain't going to have no goddamn money. I promise you. This is not, you're not going into a career here. You're going into a war, a fight. They're not, and your enemy is not going to, they spend fortunes more than the site could ever made right up to this date, making sure nobody hears what we have to say, okay? But the same people who are doing this, here they are right here, these people who just convicted these idiots for racketeering. Atlanta suburb brags about fines for chip paint and incorrectly stacked wood. This is from Reason, sent in by Joe from Mass Private I-4 discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Improperly stacked wood, a cracked driveway, chipped paint on a porch. These are the kinds of offenses the government of Doraville, Georgia, is using to fine residents and threaten them with jail, all in an explicit attempt to balance the budget of the 8,000-person Atlanta suburb. Now, I mean, we talk about people who they just can't figure it out. And do you tell me you look at this and you don't understand that you're under pure tyranny? There is no goddamn wiggle room here. It is pure freaking tyranny. This is the racketeering. This is the criminal element, right? This is a crime, right in your face. The founders of this country, do you really, anybody out there think this is what they intended? Even, I mean, well, I know that half of them did. The aristocrats who formed the new government in the middle of an uprising, like they're trying to do right now, form a new government right in the middle of an uprising. So when the sword surrendered, it surrendered over to them. We can do this whole thing over again. But do you think that the people who wrote the Bill of Rights, that this is what they had in mind? Now people hit by some of these fines are suing the city in federal court, arguing that it's a direct financial interest in convicting people tried by its multiple court violates the 14th Amendment's due process guarantee. It's gone, people. That 14th Amendment is completely without authority. It was written without authority. But now, see, that we get down to what we talked about the other day. Equal treatment under the law. If you're fucking everybody equally, they're fucked. You see, under the 14th Amendment, if you're fucking them as individuals, they're fucked because you're doing it equally. And that's all that guarantees you as a citizen. And this is what we're talking about, this sovereign citizen bullshit, oxymoron, elephant shit, moon rock bullshit. The lawsuit filed by the Institute for Justice seeks to stop municipalities from budgeting to receive fines and fees, says IJ attorney Joss House. You have a city that uses these numbers to balance its budget, you are creating an unconstitutional, there it is, fuck that constitution. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with any of us. Go ahead.
You're killing me. The Institute for Justice.
An institute, yeah. Yeah, that's it. A government institute for justice. That's not how it works, guys. I think we know better than that. Unconstitutional incentive to use the municipal court to balance this budget. You mean just going out and robbing the people? Just go ahead. I mean, like the kings and lords of days of old, you know, come out. I mean, well, the king wants this much money in tax, and well, you know, they didn't use courts, and they just ordered you to bring it. But I mean, where in the hell are we at here, people? This is your justice system, really? This is the racketeering right in front of your face, and I don't think there's anybody out there, even these people, that we got to, you know, work on getting constructing new foundations so that when we do fight, finally, you know, 50 generations from now or what the hell ever, we'll be the ones that come out in control. Incentive to use municipal court to balance this budget. From 2016 to 2017, Doraville pulled in about $3.5 million in fines, accounting for a quarter of the city's budget. A 2017 U.S. commission, and see, all of this is outside, but these same people operating like this with the district attorneys and this admiralty administrative system are the same people that just put these guys in jail for 38 years saying they were racketeers. You know, they're both assholes. Make no mistake about it. I've no use for either one of them because they are trying to, like I said, they're throwing up a smoke screen in front of the most simple truth that's ever been out there to, for people to look at. They will make sure you do not get to hear the truth because this is the bullshit they will throw out. You know, well, you know, hey, you know what? Nobody's being arrested. And, you know, what do you do about this? You go file a paper. What paper would you file to stop this right here? A mandamus. You would say this is a violation of the procedural due process guaranteed me in the Bill of Rights. Your little system here of ticketing and me paying the ticket, or you're going to put me in jail without any complainant, without any damage done to anyone. That violates my procedural due process in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th articles of my Bill of Rights. And I'm ordering you to obey the law in that Bill of Rights. That's all you can do. And then if they don't want to obey and accept your authority over them, you have to assert that authority, don't you? And if they're not willing to just allow themselves to be arrested like these guys here, they're just going out, we're gonna write out the warrants. And here, I gave you the warrant. Now, what, the guy's supposed to surrender himself? Is that what it was supposed to be? I mean, what the hell? You understand that you're going to have to enforce your authority on these people like it was enforced on the King of England and his Tories in this country back in 1775. You can say it all day long. If they're saying, fuck you, and they're willing to stand there and stand in your way, you have to move them or nothing happens. Do you understand that? Dorval pulled in about $3.5 million in fines, accounting for a quarter of the city's budget. A 2017 U.S. Commission on Civil Rights reported, civil rights are not rights under the Bill of Rights. They're not natural rights. They're rights granted by a government to citizens, you know, like sovereign citizens. A report found that the town ranked 6th in the nation in the percentage of its budget coming from fines. As so they're doing this all over the place. This is blatant. Goddamn, this is just armed robbery. Because what you're doing is threatening them with a gun. Give me the money or I kill you. You didn't take me through a due process. The only way you can truly take my property away from me in this country, if our laws are being enforced, you didn't do that. You said give it. You denied the due process. You said give it or I'll shoot you. That's where you're at, people. That is where it's at. And it's not going to change. There is no paper you're going to file with these people. Like I said, you can file the mandamus if you're ready to back it with the guns. Because you're going to have to enforce your law on these bastards because they have no problem enforcing their tyranny on you. As Reason has covered extensively, the use of fines and penalties as a source of revenue. Well, asset forfeiture. I mean, could there be any more blatant violation of the procedural due process guaranteed absolute in the Bill of Rights than asset forfeiture? But they're doing it. And you can come up and I mean, you can try to go into their administrative thing like Rod Class and file all these things where, you know, you're working for this guy over here and you got contracts and play all this fucking game. You can just come up and say, you just can't do it. You can't do this because you're taking my shit and denying me procedural due process. You're stealing from me. You are robbing me. Strong arm robbing me. And I'm going to shoot you down, which is my right to shoot down a strong arm robbery. Anybody tries to take my possessions, my property, without affording me due process of law, I got the right to shoot you. You got to understand this. That is what that Bill of Rights says, and it's radical. You have to be ready to do it. You have to be ready to enforce your rights in every instance. They're not going to recognize them. They're not going to enforce the rights. I mean, right here, you'd be looking like, if we could just get this government here, who's financing a quarter of their budget, they're the ones that are going to stop this, not you. Don't you see what I'm saying? The use of fines and penalties as a source of revenue and cops and code enforcers as shadow tax collectors. I mean, not shadow, right in your frickin' face, man. This is racketeering. Go ahead, brother.
Don't tell anybody they're in the shadows.
Shh. In the shadows. Don't shine a light in the shadows. You might see something scary. It's not limited to Doraville, but House says Doraville is unusually brazen. This is a city that is unapologetic about its use of ticketing to raise money. The tickets are illegal. A ticket is not the due process of the law. We went over this when Coyote Mark and I can't be his wife's name. I know her name. when she went to court. We talked about this. Huh?
Jill.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you. Jill. When she went to court, that ticket, with the way that ticket is presented and the way they take your money, does not provide you that due process of law. It's that simple. It is a violation of the supreme law of this land, which is your Bill of Rights. It can't be argued. They can't say that it meets the standard of a complainant with a damage coming after your property. It just doesn't. You didn't go through a trial by the jury, a common law jury, with a neutral judge he can't rule on nothing, but he just to make sure that the procedures are followed and nobody's rights are violated. That's the only reason that son of a bitch is there. He doesn't make any kind of, he has no power. You are exercising your power through your court. He is just a guy that's there to make sure that the process is followed. That's all the fucking judge is. It's your power. The arrest, everything that goes on in this country was meant to come right from us as individuals. And if people can't, you know, get that, well, this is a simple concept. We're trying to get out there with nothing. Why these idiots run around with goddamn plenty of money to go, you know, put bloody thumbprints on shit or whatever the fuck they're doing. This is made to muddy the water. They do not want people to hear what we got to say here because it's too simple. It's absolute and it's simple. And the simple truth is, once you see it, it's like, you know, well, they're not going to give me my rights because they've taken my authority. I have to take my authority back or I'm not going to have any rights. I'm not going to have that right to procedural due process. They can come and take anything I want, including my life, anything they want from me. I can't stop them with a piece of paper. That leaves the second article. It means I got to stop him with this gun like any common thief coming into my fucking house to rob me. Because that's what this is. They have no authority. They have no just cause or right to take your property. So when they're taking their property, they're doing it as a criminal act. You have a right to shoot down a goddamn criminal trying to take your shit from you. Shadow tax collectors is not limited to Doraville, but House says Doraville is unusually brazen. The city is unapologetic about its use of ticketing to raise money, he says, pointing to the boast in a 2015 city government newsletter, averaging 15,000 cases and bringing in over $3 million annually. The court system contributes heavily to the city's bottom line. And man, you show me that the authority, even for they put their authority for the feds to tax commercial revenue in the Constitution, the original Constitution. But you show me because what's forbidden forbidden to the federal government under the 10th is forbidden to the states, the individual states. Federal government is forbidden from exercising. The states can't. And man, this is just like saying fuck your Bill of Rights, throw it out the window. We're going here. We need money and we're just to take it any way we want to. We'd procedural due process. See, they couldn't do this if they had to follow the procedural due process because they have no damage. It is not an American national trying to recover.
That judge gets 30% of the take.
Yes, he does. You understand it, Charlie. Contributes heavily to the city's bottom line. That just, the city wants money. They're going to come take it from you. Fuck your Bill of Rights is what it comes down to. They're telling you this. But yet I have to come on here and listen to people say, well, there's just some people who can't get this, Henry. It's just, you know, they're not as far along as you are. How fucking retarded do you got to be not to be able to see that? That's well, my only question. And it's only a small percentage. It happens to end up to be that same 12% on the dirty church Masonic cabal side and the 8% on the international communist side. Those are the people who just can't seem to get it. And hell, you know, coincidentally, those are the people you want to elect into office to fix this thing. These are the people who are going to fix it, you see. The four plaintiffs in the case against Doraville include Hilda Brucker, who was summoned to municipal court in October 2016 by a court employee who said she failed to appear for a hearing about a code violation. I can keep beating this goddamn dead horse. A code violation? Somebody can summon me and seize me without a Fourth Amendment, Fourth Article warrant. Somebody can seize me and take me into this kangaroo court with no due process of the law. Well, it's an employee of the court, and they wanted you to come to court, so they're telling you, get there or we're going to put you in jail. That's your due process. Does that violate your procedural due process in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th Articles to the Bill of Rights? Does it? Yes or no? It absolutely does. And again, here are these people just ain't as far along as me that just can't see that, guys. They can't see that. Really? Are you sure? Well, yeah, I'm pretty goddamn sure that there was no civil complaint filed against me. There's no criminal indictment, which are the only two ways I can be brought to answer to any goddamn court in this country. You see? But they don't exist. Well, there's got to be some other reason. I'm going to have to read something on that. Brucker says she never received a warning or court summons and was never given a chance to correct the violations. See, here you are, that's your argument? You know what? Screw you. That's my goddamn land. Unless you can show me how my cracked sidewalk, unless some American national can show how a crack in my sidewalk or in my driveway or some shit stacked around my house has caused them some kind of physical damage, that they can show a money damage that I have to replace that money that they lost. Well, what are we talking about here? We're talking about no procedural due process, aren't we? She was nevertheless forced to defend herself against a city prosecutor who claimed she was guilty of 3 unabated violations. That ain't how it works, people. Now, this goddamn FARS violations and these goddamn codes and these, Oregon's revised statutes and this goddamn United States title codes. This is not for us. That is for the running of government. That's the only authority. They had authority to legislate, rules for them to operate the government under so long as they stayed within the bounds of the authority that we granted. And again, here we are saying that word granted. This is the consent that we consented to. And every time somebody you go out and vote, you're consenting to the whole fucking package. When you put your name on them rolls, you're consenting to the whole package. Unregister to vote if you care about this country. We reached the top of the hour. We will be back on Tuesday because we're going to take Memorial Day off because I got a couple of my sons here. And that being said, we'll see you guys on Tuesday. Until then, explain to people the difference between this bullshit of a sovereign city. Explain to them what an oxymoron is and what the difference between elephant shit and a moon rock is. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!